than that, maybe 7 or 8 years ago when they came out with that, where you had to buy a plate and have it registered and all that sort of thing, and pay that trail fee or whatever. And I know the guys had a heck of a time keeping the trails groomed there because there was absolutely no money in the club. And to get any equipment and all that was out of the question, you know. You had to try to make do with whatever you had handy. But now they got fancy equipment and they got all kinds of money now. So they can make these trails real nice now and so forth. So yeah, I agree with you there. You know, that's one good thing about it, because people were just using them and not paying nothing for them. And it was last week here, actually, or a week and a half ago, actually, our CMP, they brought in, must have been about 8 sleds. And you could tell where they were going. They're going to do their patrol there, see and check for licenses there, registrations there, and so forth for these snowmobiles. Back to you.
Five RJM V5 HLT. Yeah, well, that's good too. And they're also checking for drinking and driving and all that. So. Yeah, years ago you'd hear quite a few accidents, you know, of snowmobilers, but it seems to have dropped. It seems to have gone down quite a bit, and that's probably a good thing. They know that the RCMP are out once in a while doing spot checks, and yeah, it's a good thing. So. Right on. So yeah, I maybe now I should come down to the shop and when I'm checking in, but it's a little ways to go from the house and maybe in the summertime, but in the winter it's a little cool getting down here.
Oh, I don't think so. I think I can copy you just good enough there from the house there as well. So at least. You know, when I heard you there last time, you were coming through good, so I think you were at the house then, so, but you can always do some upgrading there on the antenna there, I guess, it wouldn't hurt, I guess, but every time I've heard you on there, I could copy you quite fine there, no problem, and, well, you know, another thing is when you go out with young kids and stuff like that, you want to have an enjoyable, fun time. You don't need to, you know, people, you know, wrecking the things and speeding and doing all that there with, you know, you want to have a safe trip with them and so forth. And it makes it fun and enjoyable for them. And, yeah, if there's somebody that's maybe drinking and driving there and that sort of thing, it's not so good there. Could cause problems there, you know, for everybody. So, I agree. And then I say there's, I think, less accidents now, too. Right now, I think I'd be scared to go across someone's field, you know, because you really have to watch because, you know, there's so much ditching going on nowadays, you know. Just about every field's got some type of a ditch running through it there, and some of them are pretty deep, you know. So, you know, if you hit that going a fair speed, you could do damage to the sled and, you know, possibly even hurt yourself. So, yeah, you know, you got to really watch these days if you did that. So, but anyways, yeah, got to play it safe and be safe on those machines. Some of them go pretty darn fast, you know, and it's not like the ones I had when they used to go maybe top speed, 50 mile an hour, you know, some of these go even way faster than that, so, but, yeah, they got better suspensions and all that sort of thing, and I just can't believe the price of these toys now, it's just unbelievable, you know, I guess the only way to get it, I guess, is easy payments, I guess, for, what, 10 years or 9 years or whatever they have them now. I don't know. I can't imagine that either, but, you know, that's sometimes the only way a young person can go ahead and enjoy himself, and, you know, but then, you know, they have a breakdown, and then what, you know? Then you're into another hundreds of dollars or whatever, because the warranty on that is not that long, I don't think. So it's a year, I think. So that's one season, which is not a big, lot of warranty, you know. So, and if you had a bad season, you don't do much sledding. You kind of throw the warranty out the window there. Back to you.
That's for sure. You know, some of those newer sleds, it's, you know, $25,000 is, you know, an average sled nowadays, and there's no way I could spend that much on a snowmobile. And I think I've got two of those Tourings, and there was a 96 and a 97, and I think I might have $5,000 total into the two of them. So. And that's the way I want to keep it. Otherwise, you could be making payments, and it's sitting in the garage all summer, not doing nothing, and the warranty's running out. So, oh well, I don't know, kids can do that nowadays. I guess they got good jobs and want to do that. But then in the spring, you see quite a few up for sale too.
Sure there. So I know a guy I know, his son bought one, and this is probably 10 years ago already, but he still paid a lot of money for it. I think at that time it was around $12,000 or $13,000, and it wasn't all that fancy, you know, but anyways, I don't know what type it was or anything like that, but yeah, he ended up, the motor blew on it, and the warranty had just expired. So, like, he was a month after warranty, and the engine blew on him. I tell you, it was pretty scary for him. So he pretty much had to let the sled sit there until he could afford to get it rebuilt or fixed there. So it went without a season of sledding for him. So, you know, to have something like that go, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing too, so who knows. But, you know, to cause that engine to blow. But, even like regular maintenance is just so expensive, like a belt nowadays. Like, wow. You can go through, what, 3 or 4 of those in the winter season there, easy. So, yeah, it's, if you do a lot of sledding, that is. Anyways. Well, nice that you're able to talk on the radio, give me a radio report and all that, and take a break from what you were doing there. So, probably resting your back there, too, a little bit there. VE5 Hotel Lima Tango, VE5 RJM.
That's exactly what I'm doing here. Yeah, sitting in the chair here, resting my back. Now, getting back to the signal report and stuff like that. Yeah, well, I'm kind of around the corner from Rod's node, so, you know, I'm surprised I can get in as well as I do, because I'm actually going through hills to get to Rob's node, and wintertime is better, well, there's less moisture in the air, and which deteriorates your signal, and there's no leaves on the trees, you know, again. So I'm surprised I can even get into Rob's node as well as I can, because I'm shooting through hills. Unless there's some refraction going on there, I don't know. But yeah, it's I'll work on that in the spring and get that other other beam up, and it will help.
Yeah, Roger. Have you ever tried getting into the Indian Head one there? I know David doesn't have it up that high, but I want to. We want to do something there as soon as we find out what's going on with Fort Capel with that new repeater site there. Getting permission once we find that out, then we can do that. But I want to either set up a repeater there that's working, or else set up a crossband there from that repeater that we put up there. So at Indian Head, and it's going to be up a fair ways. So so it should be easier for you to maybe get into it there. Maybe I don't know, but yeah, I'm just wondering if you ever tried that getting into his. Simplex node there, and seeing when one person's talking or whatever, compare the two. Back to you.
Tried to hit that node, and to being down here in the valley, I can't bring it up. I can barely hear it. I can hear it sometimes, but I'm hardly getting maybe an F1. On my meter, so no, I can't bring up his node, but Rob's is usually good, like I said, but summertime is worse, and I'll have to talk to you sometime about, I have an antenna here that might be great for a repeater. It's, I'll give you a call sometime and we'll talk about it. And on the phone, and you can maybe do some horse trading or something, because it's probably about 21 feet long, something like that. I'd have to check. It's in my container, so I'll have to talk to you about that. I'm never going to use it here.
Yeah, Roger. So, well, it depends on how heavy it is. We were going to go with a fiberglass one over at Fort Capel there. So, I think our club's got one of those here yet, and we're going to use that. But if you got something that's maybe higher gain and lighter weight, or just the same amount of weight, because we're just planning on putting it up on a pole that can be lowered and raised and stuff like that. It's like a huge flagpole, a heavy-duty one. So it's comes apart in three sections, and it's 50 feet high. So and then you put something on top of that yet at the top, and if it's lightweight enough, then we can get, at least 60, 70 feet out of it there maybe. So... So yeah, we're looking for there maybe for one, and depends on the gain, and then possibly they might need another one there at Arcola there. I gotta do some work there, and that one there, the coax probably should be replaced and the antenna there. So yeah, we've got some work there to do as well, but. Climber is always an issue. We're short a climber. Rob decided not to climb anymore, and I don't blame him. So he doesn't feel comfortable anymore. So better safe than sorry. So and just looking for maybe another climber. So so there you go. That's kind of the scoop out your way there. 5HLT, 5RJM.
V5HLT. Yeah, this antenna I have, it would probably need a tower, a proper, a three-legged tower or something like that, self-supporting, to put it on. It's pretty heavy. So I'll give you a call here sometime in the spring, and I'll dig it out of the container and just check. And, you know, I can't even remember if there's a name on it or anything, but, you know, being that long, being that it's probably a high-gain antenna of some sort, so. Anyway, well, I better get back to my snowmobile here and see if I can get it running here yet today. So, yeah, good talking to you, Randy. And we'll stay in touch and probably catch you later on. V5RJM, this is the V5 Hotel Lima Tango. We'll be clearing your final, Randy.